All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to headline BKFC 46, and that goes down on July the 1st. We have Caleb Harris knuckling up and towing the line against Rico Franco, and great getting to have Rico on the show. How's everything going, man? You having a good day so far?
Yeah, really good day. Really hard days training today. Two sessions in the bag. And now the hardest part is just recovering, so yeah. Everything's going really good.
Yeah, no, love to hear that, and great getting to, like I said, have you on the show for the first time. Been following what you've been doing for a little bit now. You've had a prolific bare knuckle career up until this juncture, but I mean, just talking about some of the work you've been getting in, curious to, you know, get some more insights into that, because from what I can tell, it seems like Franco's boxing club is a space you've been able to work out of, but also was seeing AVT MMA leads and, you know, getting some good work with guys like James Lilly and Dex Spellman. So can you kind of talk about some of the specifics of that work you just kind of touched on there?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, since a couple of years ago, I had a fight in Mississippi. It was on a BYB promotion, different promotion. And after that fight, I kind of had a little bit of a break, and I ended up setting up a gym in my hometown, which I wanted to do long term anyway, but it happened at the right time and the best decision I ever made, and now I can get to train at my gym. People come to my gym, travel over, and it's just a gym on the doorstep just for me to train at. And obviously I help, I coach some fighters there as well, but obviously one of my main gyms was AVT in Leeds, and that's been my home gym for a while, fighting professional MMA. And there's loads of really good talent coming out of that gym, and head coach Danny Mitchell, learnt a lot from Danny. And then, yeah, there was Dex Spellman's gym, that's in Scunthorpe. I've recently, since Christmas, been working with Dex, and he's brought me on massively over the course of two fight camps, and this is the third now, and he's just brought me on massively. So leading up to this fight as well, I'm ready for a really tough fight, and I'm looking forward to performing.
Yeah, and much to talk about with that fight, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't briefly, you know, touch on the last one at least, because we're talking about like training in Leeds and some of the cool connections there. I mean, you got to have a statement win over Axel Burbez in Leeds at BKFC 40, you know, good strong stoppage in the second round there. Like, what were the main takeaways from that last fight there for you?
Yeah, it was a tough kid. He kept coming forward, but my focus for that fight, it was just, I wanted to perform and I wanted to get a good stoppage. And I just wanted to try. I wanted to try a few things that I've not really done in a fight before, and just trying to mix it up a little bit and gain some, you know, good ring timing. But yeah, fair play to Axel. It was really tough. Kept on coming forward, and yeah, and just ready for them big names now.
Yeah, for sure. And I was kind of noticing that after your last fight there, because you did an interview and you were, you know, mentioning a guy like Diego Sanchez, just in terms of like a known sort of individual you could test skills with. Just with this, you know, Caleb Harris bout announcement coming your way, like, what were your thoughts on that? I mean, this guy kind of fits the bill in the sense of being a former welterweight title contender. Like, what was the initial, I guess, set of thoughts when this bout offer came your way?
Yeah, it was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted. I wanted, you know, me and my manager, we wanted someone in the top five that was ranked in the world, and we got Caleb, and no, it was a perfect matchup. I mean, on paper, it's a perfect matchup. We both had 10 bare-knuckle fights, both same age, you know, MMA background. So on paper, this is a really good matchup. So, yeah, I'm really, really happy I get to fight someone from America, and I get to main event headline Newcastle BKFC. Yeah, I'm really excited. Really excited to just show and perform as well.
Yeah, that seems to be like something you take pride in. Like, I've been seeing a few posts where you're describing it like main event Newcastle and stuff like that, with that being their second event in that particular market, but also, you know, the fifth time in just like the past year that they've been to the UK. Can you speak to, I guess, like the partisan pride that you have with all of that, just kind of being part of the company's expansion there as you continue to grow in your own career?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been in the bare knuckle game a long time, and I've main evented on other big promotions as well, fighting some really good people. So you know, it's just getting that. I had a bit of a bad illness as well during my career, but now everything's fully healthy. I'm just ready to. I'm ready to just excel in my prime, and I feel this is my prime now, and I'm ready just to show everyone what I'm about and all my skills, and I'm ready to just put them to the test against anyone.
Yeah, for sure. And you touched on it there, just obviously overcame a lot that I think would, you know, give you a new lease on not just your, you know, combative career, but probably life overall, just with the issues you had with the, you know, bowel disease you were going through and how it was to the scale of nearly killing you. Like, what was the entirety of that like, just kind of overcoming all of that? I would think that would, you know, like I was kind of saying before, just give you like a new lease on life overall.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what I believe separates me from a lot of the mindset. I feel my mindset just feels indestructible. There's just no fear whatsoever. My mind's so focused on just every fight, fight by fight. I'm not looking past any fight, and I'm just visualising every day. But I think going through that process of, you know, nearly dying and coming back, it's just grown me in loads of different ways. And now I'm not suffering with the illness. I can train properly, and I'm not struggling anymore. I didn't realise how unhealthy I was with my illness. But now I get to train, and I get to train normal now, and I just feel like. I just keep improving every time now. It's nice to be healthy, train, fine.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just what was it like kind of like getting back from that point? Because some of the language and some of the articles I've seen was like describing your health at kind of like, you know, a rock bottom kind of level. And just to see where you're at now, like we're talking about readying to fight a guy who's ranked within the top five in the world, like just what has this whole experience been like, just like really, you know, getting all of that back and getting everything in order, just coming back from, like I was saying, that rock bottom, you know, bedridden in the hospital kind of life you were in for a few months?
Yeah, it was crazy, and it's been a mad old journey. Obviously being from rock bottom to going on a big high again, I thought my career was over when the surgeon was saying I won't be able to fight again, and having my stomach ripped out, and you know, it was a really dark moment. But obviously with the right people around me, I've grew and I've sucked it up, and I think it's the journey. I've enjoyed the journey of coming back, and now I just want to keep excelling and just going to. I'm going all the way to the top, and that's just my mindset. My mindset's focused on just going to the top and taking over America, and I know I will do it 100%. If I can get through that illness, I can get through anything.
Yeah, I mean, well said for sure, and you were kind of talking about it a bit ago, just saying to the experience you have in some other promotions and stuff like that, just being a former, you know, BKB champion, it very much seems like you're on a strong path towards fighting for a title in this company sooner rather than later. Like, how much would that kind of bolster the resume even further? Like, obviously being a BKB champion is a tremendous accolade, but like, would that kind of just bolster the resume even further, collecting a BKFC title eventually?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, fighting, winning the world title on one promotion is massive, but winning on another promotion just proves, you know, I am the best bare knuckle boxer on the planet, pound for pound, and that's my goal, and I want to be going down as a legend in the future, and I want people to be looking back at me and saying my name and saying he's the best bare knuckle boxer, and I will make it happen 100%.
Yeah, and I think you've had some experiences so far that really served that as well. Like, I thought it was cool that you were involved in that prize fighter tournament and just like what you were able to do, you know, through that stretch and everything like that. Like, how much was that an accolade you're especially proud of as well? Because obviously winning lineal championships is very impressive, but it seems like when I talk to some fighters, like winning a tournament structure holds almost like a unique level of importance too, like not necessarily better or worse, but just like a great kind of accolade. So can you talk about what that whole experience was like?
Yeah, the prize fighter tournament was it was very draining. It was a long It was a long, like, final. It was obviously beginning of the year, then it was three fights back to back, similar to what I've done this year, but obviously I was actually ill at the time as well, and I actually had a broken hand at the time, so I was numbing my hand before every fight, which is mad because no one knew about it. But the whole process of, you know, going through the tournament, I'm just getting a lot of mental strength from going through that. And, you know, there was a really tough final in the end. James Connelly, I fought in a seven-two-minute round fight, and, you know, it was going to the trenches, and yeah, I've definitely learned a lot, and it was a very, very proud moment of winning that prize fight tournament.
Yeah, for sure, an awesome accomplishment for sure. And I mean, you talk about staying very active and how that's almost like aligning with what you're doing now a little bit. Like, I was seeing an article saying you were looking to compete, you know, four times in 2023. Are you, I guess, foreseeing a situation where you could even be contending for the title by year's end, or at the very least being in like a number one contender kind of position? Or is it more of like a byproduct of just like really wanting to stay active and capitalize on, you know, this resurgence in your health and just, you know, how things are going on? Or maybe it could be a bit of both even, I guess.
Yeah, definitely a bit of both. I want to stay active. I want to get out to the States. I want to get over there and fight people. But I think, you know, after this fight, I'm definitely up there deserving a shot. Either, you know, someone who's number one, or I don't know how the ranking works, but, you know, I think there was talking about getting a world title fight against the champion. Obviously, Palomino's got the belt in my weight division. So, yeah, I think I'd definitely deserve that shot after. If I make a statement, and when I, you know, finish Caleb Harris, it'll be a big statement. No one's finished him, so I definitely believe I deserve that shot.
So that's like the express aim in this fight, like being the first guy to finish someone like Caleb Harris, who's, you know, pretty experienced on the scene, and like we were talking about before, a former champion. Like, do you think that's the kind of, I guess, statement win you need to kind of secure that title shot you're desiring?
Yeah, 100%. I believe. Oh, I am going for the stoppage. Every fight, I go for the stoppage. So, you know, to stop someone like Caleb, who is very tough, like myself, you know, and I don't think he's been stopped yet. So, to stop him, I believe I've got the skills to do that. So, it'll definitely make a big statement, and it'll get all the Americans talking.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, someone who is stepping into the ring for his 11th fight in the sport, like, similar experience to where you're at. Like, you seem like a guy who's, like, familiar with Caleb Harris, too. Like, are you a fighter who's, you know, delving into a certain level of tape study with the guys you're getting ready to fight? Or are you more focusing on, I guess, your own refinement so you can be fluid and adaptable with wherever the fight might go?
Yeah, I'm really adaptable, obviously, even during the fight. But every fighter we get, we just adapt and we change the game plan up. And obviously, we've just had a full fight camp, just, you know, aiming to fight Caleb Harris and his style. So my style on the night is just going to prepare fully for Caleb. And yeah, it's going to be a great fight.
Yeah, considering the track records both of you guys have, I would definitely be inclined to agree. But I guess in terms of the X's and O's of what you've seen from Caleb Harris, like, what would you say some of his better stylistic attributes are in the ring?
Say that again. Is that for my style to beat him, or what? Sorry, I didn't really understand that one.
No worries. Just like stylistically, like, what do you think some things he does well out in the ring are? Like, what are some, I guess, techniques and things like that that you really notice from him, and you're like, oh yeah, that's good. Like, he's, you know, obviously skilled in that regard.
Oh yeah, so obviously Caleb likes to, he's got knockout power. Yeah, he's knocked a few people out. He likes to plant his feet. He's not technically the best boxer. I mean, I feel like my boxing skills are a lot better, and that's what I want to prove on the night, in my footwork in and out. You know, Caleb wants to stand there and brawl a little bit. He wants a bit of a tear up where, you know, you've got to be, if you need to win in this game, you need to do what you've got to do, and this is what I'm going to show on the night. I'm just going to show levels on the night.
And you were kind of touching on it a bit earlier, talking about your MMA experience and seeing you fought for circuits like ACB, which is now ACA, and M1 Global, and things like that, and even before that, close to a dozen amateur MMA bouts. Like, what would you say some of the distinct differences are in bare knuckle, like in terms of curating a camp and I guess the actual competition? Like, what are differences in bare knuckle versus what you would do in MMA before?
Yeah, so obviously I've had to adapt over, you know, the 4 or 5 years I've been doing it. But the one good thing, on the old promotion, I wasn't allowed to clinch, but on this BKFC, we're allowed to clinch up, which is, you know, I don't mind to have a clinch up. But my style now, I've adapted just to pure boxing. So, but if it does come in the clinch, then I know what to do, because obviously the years of grappling and pummeling. But yeah, my main style is just boxing and out and light on them toes. And I took that away from the MMA. I did like to just be on my feet striking, but obviously, you know, that doesn't happen in MMA. You get the better of someone, they take you down. So now I just get to box, which is perfect. That's just my, and without the gloves, it's just my style. Everything just works well.
Yeah, it almost works out kind of well in a certain sense, though, because you talk about fighting on the BKB circuit, where, like, the, you know, clinch fighting isn't the same as it is in BKFC, but I would think that there would be a strong level of confidence garnered from, you know, some of the wins you've gotten on a circuit where you're, like, mostly just, you know, fighting at a boxing range, just getting victories over guys like Connor Tierney and the legendary Jimmy Sweeney. So it seems like kind of best of both worlds. Like, is there a certain confidence that comes from, you know, winning some of those fights on the BKB circuit solely at that boxing range, and now you're transitioning into BKB where you can bring some of that, you know, infighting, you know, MMA experience into that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you gain a lot of confidence beating someone like Jimmy Sweeney. And, you know, I fought some high-level guys in BKB, but, you know, the ring's quite small in BKB, where BKFC is a big circle and it's more my style. And I feel like I get to perform to my style in the BKFC ring. So, yeah, obviously it gains a lot of confidence fighting them people, but it's just my confidence is more now in the ring, I like, and the promotion is a lot better, and, you know, just everything's just going really good.
Yeah, and I find the frameworks of what guys get to fight in pretty interesting. Like, does the BKFC ring lend itself more to you being able to do different, like, lateral movement or, like, unique footwork that maybe you weren't able to do in BKB?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you got the lateral movement. You've got a lot more space to work around. And, you know, my style is a lot of footwork. I've got good feet, and I like to move around the ring and, you know, box and just show my skills and just relax and just enjoy it. Where a lot of people like just to engage close, and then you engage close, it's 50-50. I've had my wars and I've had my, you know, 7-round wars in the past, and now it's just time to win and look good.
Yeah, I get what you're saying for sure, and just seems like a cool time for sure. Like, we were talking before about some of the, you know, training work you've been able to get in and some of these camps, but it must be cool to be doing some of these, like, bare knuckle technique seminars. Like, I saw you did one in Italy last November. Like, what's it like kind of, I guess, traveling the world while also imparting your knowledge in this combat sport and everything?
Yeah, it's definitely good, and it's good experience as well, just to you know, go around traveling, teaching people. But you know, you don't realize how much people you influence doing it. But, you know, what people love the sport, and you have massive fans in the sport, and it's just, yeah, it's a great feeling getting to do seminars, you know, around the world, etc. So, yeah, it's my goal is to do a seminar in America one day. You know, I want people to call me down there and pay for me to go out there and do seminars. So that would be unbelievable.
Yeah, is that oriented to, like, just wanting to travel there and check certain things out, or what's the motivation specifically to check that out? Because I've seen you've been to places like Russia and Thailand, as well as the aforementioned Italy. Like, what is it about, you know, America that draws that intrigue? Just, like, a new place you want to kind of check out a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, I went to Mississippi fighting on a show once, but there's a lot of places in America I'd like to visit. I've just been so super busy and focused on competing. I've not had a chance to travel around too much, so yeah, that's definitely my goal and motivation, just to travel around America and, you know, go to different gyms, meet new people, and yeah, so it's just getting that experience and traveling the world, soaking it up.
Yeah, for sure, and it seems like a great time for the bare knuckle scene overall. Like, I enjoy how, you know, you used to fight for BKB and BYB Extreme in the context of that, like, crossover show coming up. Like, it's a few days out as of this recording, so it just seems like a really healthy time for the sport overall. Like, you've got this big BKFC fight coming up in the UK, obviously, but cool that, like, BKB and BYB Extreme are also doing some of that, you know, cross-promotion and stuff like that. It seems like it just lifts up the sport overall.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, there's some good bare-knuckle shows and some good explosive fights going off. So, and, you know, it's all different. There's a triangle ring, there's a square ring, there's a circle ring, so it's, and there's all different rule sets as well. So it's just finding the best promotion for a certain individual. So it's nice to see the sport growing.
Yeah, for sure. I'd be inclined to agree. Definitely an exciting time for fighters and media and fans alike, for sure. But I'm always curious to get insights on, like, the origins of different fighter nicknames, and with your nickname being Bon Bon, I'm kind of curious as to, like, what the meaning is and just, like, the general backstory and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's nothing interesting, really. Bon 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 is basically a sweet, and I used to eat a lot of sweets when I finished a fight back in the day. And yeah, basically, I didn't have a fight name going to a show once, and some guy just said, "Why don't you just call you Bon Bon?" Because I used to eat a lot of bonbons. And that was basically that's the story. There's nothing crazy story behind it. It was just I used to eat a lot of bonbons, and someone just said to the fight announcer, "Call him Bon Bon as a nickname," and that was it. Stuck.
So is that on the menu for a post fight? Are you going to be? Is that still the snack of choice, I guess?
Yeah, that's been my fight name, you know, since my amateur career, so over 10 years. So yeah, it's going to stick. I've even called my dog Bon Bon.
No, I like that. That's fun, man. But we've been talking about, you know, this fight, and you were saying you're looking to secure that stoppage. Like, do you have a certain visualization of when that might happen? Like, I know some fighters will pretty specifically get into that kind of practice. Like, do you see a certain round where, you know, you could see that finish materializing, or just kind of being fluid with it and the finish will kind of present itself in due time more so?
Yeah, there's no specific round I'm actually visualizing it. It's just I will get the stoppage, and I like to feel it out. I like to, you know, have a round just feeling him out and seeing what he's about, just being cautious, seeing what he's got, and then, you know, applying the pressure when needs to be. And if I get him out in the first round, I get him out in the first round. But, you know, I'm doing a few rounds and just show my skills and just enjoy it, really. But I will definitely apply some pressure he's not had before. And I just think my speed and timing and footwork is just going to be too much. But he will get back up, and he will keep coming forward. So I can never switch off.
Yeah, it's a very compelling fight, just with both of you having shown, like, that strong fight IQ and also the ability to finish at any time. So definitely was a fight I was excited for before talking to you, but definitely get me even more fired up for what's going to be going on in early July there. So thanks for that, man. But definitely want to be mindful of your time and schedule too, Rico. So is there any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Yeah, I appreciate your time, and anytime, you need an interview or anything, that's fine. But no, I just, I think that's about it, mate. You know, I can't wait to get over to the States and do it again. My good pal James Lilly's fighting this weekend in a big fight, so I want to wish him the best. But yeah, it'll be interesting because I've sparred James, and he's fighting Palomino, which I might, you know, eventually fight. So it's going to be interesting to watch that. I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be a great fight and everything like that. It seemed like you guys did get some great work in the lead up to your respective fights here. Some good iron sharpens iron kind of work. And like I'm saying, very much looking forward to seeing everything you've been working on at BKFC 46 against Caleb Harris. So, you know, appreciate the insights and looking forward to the fight on July 1st. But until then, Rico, you have a good rest of your day there, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.